Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Aradina Sarvabhama Adi Bhakta Sange Vasiyai Chena Mahaprabhu Krishna Katarange. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with all the devotees, headed by Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, and they discussed the pastimes of Krishna. Hena kali govindera hoile agaman dandavat kari kahi vinoy vachan. At that time, Govinda appeared on the scene, offered his respectful obeisances, and spoke submissively. Ishara purer britya govinda mornam puri gosayer agyay aino tomastan. I am the servant of Ishara Puri. My name is Govinda, and following the orders of my spiritual master, I have come here. Siddha prapti kali gosai agya koila more Krishna Chaitanya Nikate Rahi Seviha Tahari. Just before his departure from this mortal world to attain the highest perfection, Ishara Puri told me that I should go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service unto him. Kashishara Aishibena Sabatirta Dekiya Prabhu Agyai Muniyainu Tomapadidana. Kashishara will also come here after visiting all the holy places. However, following the orders of my spiritual master, I have hastily come to be present at your lotus feet. Gosai Kohila Purishpara Vatsyala Korimore Kripa Korimoratai Patail Tomare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my spiritual master Ishwara Puri always favors me with paternal affection. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he has sent you here. Etasuni Sarvabhoma Prabhure Puchilo Puri Gosai Sudra Sevak Kanhe Tarakilo. After hearing this, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why did Ishwara Puri keep a servant who comes from a Sudra family? Purport. Both Kashishwara and Govinda were personal servants of Ishwara Puri. After Ishwara Puri's demise, Kashishwar went to visit all the holy places of India. Following the orders of his spiritual master, Govinda immediately went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. Govinda came from a Sudra family, but because he was initiated by Ishwara Puri, he was certainly a Brahmana. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya here asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why Ishwara Puri accepted a disciple from a Sudra family. According to the Smriti Shastra, which gives directions for the management of the Varnashram institution, a Brahmana cannot accept a disciple from the lower castes. In other words, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra cannot be accepted as a servant. If a spiritual master accepts such a person, he is contaminated. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya therefore asked Ishwara Puri why Ishwara Puri accepted a servant or disciple of a Sudra family. In answer to this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that his spiritual master Ishwara Puri was so empowered that he was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As such, Ishwara Puri was the spiritual master of the whole world. He was not a servant to any mundane rule or regulation. An empowered spiritual master like Ishwara Puri can bestow his mercy upon anyone, irrespective of caste or creed. The conclusion is that an empowered spiritual master is authorized by Krishna and should be considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the verdict of Vishwanath Chakravarti, Shakshad Daritvena Samastra Shastrai. An authorized spiritual master is as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Hari is free to act as he likes, the empowered spiritual master is also free. As Hari is not subject to the criticism of mundane rules and regulations, the spiritual master empowered by him is also not subjected. According to the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, Krishna Shaki Vinaha Nahi Tara Pravartana, an authorized spiritual master empowered by Krishna, can spread the glories of the holy name of the Lord, for he has the power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the mundane world, anyone possessing his master's power of attorney can act on behalf of his master. Similarly, a spiritual master empowered by Krishna through his bona fide spiritual master should be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the meaning of Shaksha Dari Tvena. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore describes the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the bona fide spiritual master as follows. Prabhu koi ishvara hoi parama svantantra ishvarer kripa nahi veda paratantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master Ishvara Puri are completely independent. Therefore, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Ishvara Puri is not subjected to any Vedic rules and regulations. Ishvarer kripa jati kuladi namane vidurer gauri krishna korila bojane. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not restricted to the jurisdiction of caste and creed. Vidura was a Sudra, yet Krishna accepted lunch at his home. Sneha lesha peksha matra shri krishna kripar sneha vasa hava kare svatantra achar. Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Lord Krishna acts very independently. Purport, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is merciful, but his mercy does not depend on mundane rules and regulations. He is dependent only on affection and nothing else. Service to Lord Krishna can be rendered in two ways. One can serve the Lord in affection or in veneration. When service is rendered in affection, it is the Lord's special mercy. When service is rendered in veneration, it is doubtful whether Krishna's mercy is actually involved. If Krishna's mercy is there, it is not dependent on any prescribed caste or creed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to inform Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Krishna is the spiritual master of everyone, and he does not care for mundane caste or creed. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited the example of Lord Krishna's accepting food at the house of Vidura, who was a Sudra by birth. By the same token, Ishvara Puri, an empowered spiritual master, could show mercy to anyone. As such, he accepted Govinda, although the boy was born in a Sudra family. When Govinda was initiated, he became a Brahmin, was accepted as Ishvara Puri's personal servant. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatana Goswami states that if one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, he immediately becomes a Brahmana. A pseudo spiritual master cannot transform a person into a Brahmana, but an authorized spiritual master can do so. That is the verdict of the Shastra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Goswamis. So we find it very prevalent in our sampradaya. Being transcendental to Varnashram. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas are very merciful by nature and very powerful by nature. They're very powerful because they are authorized servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their activities are pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is directly acting through them. So, because they're confident and empowered in that way, they're able to show mercy to all fallen souls and overstep even rules and regulations, mundane rules and regulations. This a rule, for example, that a Brahmin shouldn't accept persons from a lower caste for his as servants is in order to protect him. In the Varnashram system had to be very much guarded and protected. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they take shelter ultimately only in Krishna. They're acting according to Varna and Ashram is external, simply for practical management in the society. But all the great acharyas, they accepted disciples and servants from other castes because they purified them by their transcendental association. They purified them and elevated them to the position of Brahmana Vaishnavas. So therefore, Ishvara Puri could keep a servant from a Sudra family therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would associate with Haridas and Rupa and Sanatan. Actually, every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take his lunch, and before that, he would visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, and on his way to take lunch, he would visit Haridas, Rupa and Sanatan, and talk with them about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this demonstrates their very exalted position. When he went to South India, he met with Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy was a governor of Madras province, but he was considered to be from a Sudra family. Therefore, when they met, they embraced one another, and the orthodox Brahmins were very shocked. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy agreed to meet later. But when they met later, they discussed the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, a very high, confidential subject matter. And Lord Krishna revealed, Lord Chaitanya revealed his form as Radha Krishna to Ramananda Roy. And later, on his way back from South India, he wanted to take Ramananda Roy with him back to Puri. But Ramananda Roy said, "You go ahead, my lord, and I'll come in 10 days or so, because I've got many soldiers, many elephants, there'll always be a great noise. So it's better you travel alone." That way Ramananda Roy was very humble, just as Rupa Sanatan and Haridas were also humble. They did not want to disturb the social norms by entering the Puri temple. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to them and associate with them. So therefore we see that some of the very topmost personalities in our sampradaya, they actually did not belong to the Brahmana class. Practically speaking, we can say that these were the topmost personalities involved in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Philosophically, these were the topmost personalities, and none of them belonged to the Brahmana caste. Only persons of great significance who belonged to that caste were Swarup Damodar and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And these were the major associates. Of course, there were also many other personalities who were from Brahmana caste, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he came from a Kayasta family. This is a Zamindar family in Bengal, so also was not Brahmana by birth. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was revolutionary at that particular time in India. And when he was traveling in South India, he debated with the Tattvavadis in Udupi. Tattvavadis are followers of Madhvacharya, but they're very rigid in their adherence to Varnashram Dharma, and they consider the following of Varnashram Dharma to be the means to attain the supreme goal of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he defeated them in his discussions. But he said that at least they accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord. That is their saving grace. And when he went to talk with Ramananda Roy, he was questioning Ramananda Roy how to attain the supreme goal of life. And the first thing Ramananda Roy put forward was following Varnashram Dharma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That's external, and go further." So that was just the very first proposal. Ramananda Roy made so many more proposals, like offering the fruits of one's activities to Krishna, or renouncing the fruits of one's activities, coming to the Brahman platform. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling him to go further, to go higher. And then he proposed that one should study the Shastra under the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that this is the means for making spiritual progress. So from that point, they began to discuss higher subject matters about the different rasas between Krishna and his devotees, going up to Madhurya Rasa, and then the different types of Madhurya Rasa in Svakiya and Parakiya Ras, and then the love of the gopis for Krishna, and among the love of the gopis, the love of Radharani for Krishna. In that way, step by step, he explained the stages of advancement and elevation in Krishna consciousness. Prabhu kahi ishvara hoy paramas patantra ishvarer kripanahi veda paratantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master Ishvara Puri are completely independent. Therefore, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Ishvara Puri is not subjected to any Vedic rules and regulations. Ishvarer kripa jati kulade namane vidurer gare Krishna korila bojane. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not restricted to the jurisdiction of caste and creed. Vidura was a sudra, yet Krishna accepted lunch at his home. Snehalesha peksha matra Sri Krishna kripar snehavasa hava kori svatantra achar. Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Krishna acts very independently. Purport, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is merciful, but his mercy does not depend on mundane rules and regulations. He is dependent only on affection and nothing else. Service to Lord Krishna can be rendered in two ways. One can serve the Lord in affection or in veneration. When service is rendered in affection, it's the Lord's special mercy. When service is rendered in veneration, it's doubtful whether Krishna's mercy is actually involved. If Krishna's mercy is there, it's not dependent on any prescribed caste or creed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to inform Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Lord Krishna is the spiritual master of everyone, and he does not care for mundane caste or creed. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited the example of Lord Krishna's accepting food at the house of Vidura, who was a Sudra by birth. By the same token, Ishvara Puri, an empowered spiritual master, could show mercy to anyone. As such, he accepted Govinda, although the boy was born in the Sudra family. Maryada hoiti koti sukha sneha acharane paramananda hoi dara nama shravane. In conclusion, dealings in affection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead bring happiness many millions of times greater than dealings with him in awe and veneration. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, the devotee is merged in transcendental bliss. Eta boli govinderi koila alingan govinda korile prabhu charana vandan. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda, and Govinda in turn offered his obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Prabhu koi bhattacharya koraha vichar guru kinkarahoi manyase amar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then continued speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Consider this point. The servant of the spiritual master is always respectable for me. Tahare apana seva koritai na yuyai gurai gyadiyachen kikori upai. As such, it's not befitting that the guru's servant should engage in my personal service. Yet my spiritual master had given this order. What shall I do? Purport, if a guru's servant or disciple becomes godbrother to another disciple, they respect one another as Prabhu or master. No one should disrespect his godbrother. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya what to do about Govinda. Govinda was the personal servant of Ishvara Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Ishvara Puri ordered Govinda to become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant. So what was to be done? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was therefore inquiring from Bhattacharya, an experienced friend. Bata kohi guru ragyai hoi balavan guru ragya na lingiye shastra praman. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, the order of the spiritual master is very strong and cannot be disobeyed. That is the injunction of the shastras, the revealed scriptures. Sasusruvan matari bhargavena pitur niyogat praritam dvishadvat prajagrihiragraja shasanam tad agya gurunam yavicharaniya. Being ordered by his father, Parsaram killed his mother, Renuka, just as if she were an enemy. Lakshman, the younger brother of Lord Ramachandra, immediately engaged himself in the service of his elder brother and accepted his orders. The order of the spiritual master must be obeyed without consideration. This is a quotation from the Puranas. And the following is from the Ramayana. Lord Ramachandra's statement to Sita. Nirvicharam guru ragya maya kardya mahatmana shreyo yevam bhavatyascha mama chaiva viveshata. The order of a great personality like a father must be executed without consideration, because there's good fortune in such an order for both of us. In particular, there's good fortune for me. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tare Oila Angikara Apana Sriyanga Sevai Dila Adhikar. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda and engaged him in the service of his personal body. Prabhu Priya Britya Kari Sabi Kare Mane Shakal Vaishnavar Govinda Kari Samadane. Everyone respected Govinda as the dearest servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Govinda served all the Vaishnavas and saw to their needs. Chotabara Kirtaniya Dui Haridas Ramai Nandai Rahi Govindera Pash. Both Haridas Sr. and Haridas Jr., who were musicians as well as Ramai and Nandai, used to stay with Govinda. Govindera Shangi Kari Prabhu Sevan Govindera Bhagya Sima Naja Evanan. They all remained with Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, no one could estimate the good fortune of Govinda. This is the story then of how Govinda became the servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Ishwara Puri, although he was the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he gave his disciple that order to engage always in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are examples also of Srila Prabhupada giving disciples orders to act under the guidance of other disciples, always to follow the orders of other disciples. Because some disciples were much more advanced than others, and in the absence of the spiritual master, he would entrust them in the care of his senior most disciples. In this way, Krishna, he is taking care of all the devotees. He is sending spiritual master. He is sending Diksha Guru. He is sending Shiksha Gurus. He is sending senior devotees. And he is sending devotees of equal level. And also younger devotees. So Rupa Goswami has enjoined how to associate with different kinds of devotees, because one is always surrounded, a sincere devotee is always surrounded by other devotees. So those who are more senior, he should serve them and hear from them. Those who are on an equal level, he should make friendship with them. And those who are junior, he should show mercy to them by teaching them about Krishna by his personal example and instructions. In this way, one should attentively associate with other Vaishnavas so that one may get their blessings, because without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, a person cannot progress in spiritual life. But if he has the blessings of the Vaishnavas, of course in the particular, if he has the blessings of his spiritual master, then he can rapidly progress on the path of spiritual life back to Godhead. So Govinda was doubly blessed. He was a servant of Ishwara Puri, and he was also blessed with the opportunity to be the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a nice description also one day how there was Kirtan, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasad, and then he lay to rest, and Govinda used to massage his legs, and somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was lying across the doorway with his legs inside the room, and Govinda, in order to massage his legs, he had to cross over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He put his wrapper on the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he crossed over, and then he was massaging the legs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell asleep. He was resting for about 3/4 of an hour. And Govinda, he didn't go out. Usually after massaging, he would take his prasad, take the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasad, but he remained inside the Gambira, inside the room of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up and he said, "What are you doing here? Why have you not taken your prasad?" So Govinda didn't reply, but internally he was thinking that for the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't matter if I commit an offense, because I'll be protected. It's the service of the Lord. But for my own tongue, for my own sense enjoyment, if I commit an offense like stepping over the Lord's body, this is not permissible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was actually internally, he was very pleased with Govind, and he ordered him, go and take your prasadam. So there Krishna Das Kaviraj's comment. These are some of the finer points of Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette is something very subtle, and one should study very carefully the proper etiquette and dealings in the association of Vaishnava so that he may live with a peaceful mind and a happy mind in the association of Krishna's devotees. There's also a very nice story here. I'll just read this next story. Aradine Mukunda Datta Kohi Prabhustani Brahmananda Bharati Aila Tomar Darshani. The next day, Mukunda Datta informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has come to see you. Agyai Deya Jaditari Aniye Yetai Prabhu Kohi Guru Teha Yabataratai. Mukunda Datta then asked the Lord, shall I bring him here? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. It is better that I go to him. Etabali Mahaprabhu Bhaktagana Shange Chaliyaila Brahmananda Bharatira Age. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees came before the presence of Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Pariyachi Mriga Charambara Tahadeki Prabhu Dukha Paila Antara. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees approached him, they saw he was covered with a deer skin. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became unhappy. Dekiyata Chadma Karla Jena Dekanani Mukundari Puchi Kaham Bharati Gosai. Seeing Brahmananda Bharati thus attired, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pretended not to see him. Instead, he asked Mukunda Datta, where is Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master? You must be talking of someone else, for this is surely not Brahmananda Bharati. You simply have no knowledge. Why should Brahmananda Bharati wear a deer skin? Suni Brahmananda Kari Ridoi Vichare Mora Charambarae Naboy Inhare. When Brahmananda Bharati heard this, he thought, my deer skin is not approved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bali Kohen Charambara Damba Lagipare Charambara Paridani Sangsara Natari. Thus admitting his mistake, Brahmananda Bharati thought, he spoke well. I put on this deer skin only for prestige. I cannot cross over the ocean of nescience simply by wearing a deer skin. Aji hoiti na pariva e charambara prabhu bahir vasa anaila janiya antara. From today on I shall not wear this deer skin. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, immediately sent for the robes of the sannyasi. Charambara chari brahmananda parila vashan prabhu ashi koilatara charana vandan. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati gave up his deerskin and covered himself with sannyasi robes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and offered respects at his lotus feet. Bharati koi tomarachar loka sikaite punana koribinati bai parachite. Brahmananda Bharati said, you instruct the general populace by your behavior. I will not do anything against your wishes. Otherwise, you will not offer me respects but will neglect me. I am afraid of this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could see within the minds of his devotees, he could understand very well what they were thinking. He could understand the motivations for their behavior, and he would correct them. So if someone was acting out of a desire for false prestige, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would cut down his false pride, just as he did with, for example, Balabhacharya, who came, and he was very proud of his learning. And he was always arguing with the different Vaishnavas. And he wanted to debate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also always ignored him. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ignoring him, all the other Vaishnavas were also ignoring him. And he became very mortified at heart, very disturbed. So he came into the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very boldly. He said, he wanted to get attention. He said, I've written a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I've refuted the commentary of Sridhar Swami. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became unlimitedly unhappy. And he chastised Balabhacharya. He said, one who does not follow the Swami is a prostitute. The word Swami means husband. So if a wife doesn't follow her husband, but she goes off with other men, so then she is considered a prostitute. So like that, in the same way, he was saying that if one wants to write a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has to follow the authorized acharyas. He has to follow Sridhar Swami, then there will be potency in his commentary. Otherwise, it is like a prostitute. One is not faithful or loyal to the proper understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, he cut down the false pride of Balabhacharya, and Balabhacharya became very humble. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him that you should associate with pure Vaishnavas.
and you should hear from them. In this way, you will become advanced, and you will be able to compose transcendental literatures. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hard as thunder, but he was also soft like a rose. He was very kind also to his devotees. Okay. Any questions? About Shruti is the Vedas, right? And Smriti is the Gita, and Puran is all the other shastras that are connected with the Vedas. They're all part of Vedic literature. Shruti is the Vedas themselves. It's pretty good. Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, Puranas, all this. They're also emanating from the lips of Vyasadeva. Written by Vyasadeva. It's mentioned there. Smriti Shastra. So in Smriti Shastra there are many Puranas, for example. Some are meant for persons in the mode of ignorance, some for persons in the mode of passion, some for the persons in the mode of goodness. So it's not that they're all, you know, fully transcendental literatures dealing with the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. So many of them are also concerned with different kinds of mundane revelations as well. Prabhupada hasn't defined which part of the Smriti Shastra here. More specific reference.
Yeah, seems easy to take the top of the rose and the higher the thunderbolt. When you seem like you've been partially cheated, how do you remain steady and not split by that?
Generic. You have to go on with the process. It's just that yogis would wear deer skins. Yogis who would go to the forest for meditation. Deer skin has certain properties which can keep away wild animals. They didn't like to come near. So that showed a person was a, you know, very austere personality. So that's all. That looking like a great yogi and a great renunciate, Vaishnava was not impressed by that.
Did some
studies
also wear tiger skin?
Yeah, maybe. Tiger skin? They wear tiger skin? Usually deer skin. Usually deer skin. A what? It means, you know, he's a devotee who's absorbed in Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's absorbed in Narayana. Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Paramakara, Narayana Parayuga, Narayana Parakriya, isn't it? That the goal of Vedas is Narayana, and yoga is meant for realizing Narayana, etc.
Just on one point that in all the life of Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I seem to understand from what you were reading that Lord Chaitanya was accepted by the Bhante as a spiritual master. So it seems contradictory that he would be instructing in the sense of rejecting, you know, the Supreme Father who is not from the Bhante.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the independent Supreme Lord. So even though he was taking the role as a junior of Brahmananda Bharati, still because he's the Supreme Lord, he could take the liberty of correcting him if he wasn't behaving properly.
Because sometimes, in some pastimes, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would be very careful to, you know, like teach by example, so that others would not criticize him. So it seems that sometimes,
like with Ramchandra Puri.
Yeah.
Ramchandra Puri, but he was especially respected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri and he was a godbrother of Vishwara Puri. He was particularly respectful because he was like from that particular family of Vaishnavas. But actually he was more merciful to Brahmananda Bharati than to Ramchandra Puri. He didn't get involved with Ramchandra Puri at all. You know, he just cut down his eating and ignored him. But Brahmananda Bharati, you know, he also ignored, but I mean, directly he taught him a lesson. And Brahmananda Bharati was more intelligent than Ramchandra Puri. Brahmananda Bharati immediately realized his mistake, but Ramchandra Puri didn't realize his mistake. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't associate with him. He didn't lament or regret that, but Brahmananda Bharati did. He was immediately very concerned, so he was much more Krishna conscious.
Are these personalities still benefited by their association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes, everything is benefited. Just as even the demons killed by Krishna were benefited, everyone is benefited.
I also heard that before when it goes to associate with Radha Krishna's spiritual world, that when he's into Gaura, he has to be trained to become more purified. So, is that checking chastising the devotees, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya himself? Is that the purification before one goes back to spiritual world?
Certainly it's purification. No doubt about that. Okay, we'll finish here. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.